This chazor is zechen eshapach eches shag v'em yehudim eshach zvachem daf samach vov perik chatos ha'oiv perik shvi zok the heilige mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya. A brit chatos which was offered below the chut ha'sikra with the procedure of a chatos for the sake of a chatos is kosher. If it was offered with the procedure of a chatos but for the sake of an oila, or with the procedure of an oila for the sake of a chatos, or with the procedure of an oila for the sake of an oila, the carbon is posel. If it was offered above the chut ha'sikra with any of the above procedures, even that of a chatos, it's posel. Mishnah continues. A bird oila that was offered, this is an oila that was offered above the chut ha'sikra with the procedure of an oila for the sake of an oila, kosher. If it was offered with the procedure of an oila for the sake of a chatos, it's kosher, but it's loy oila lebalam shem choiva. If it was offered with the procedure of a chatos, but for the sake of an oila, or with the procedure of a chatos for the sake of a chatos, the carbon is posel. If it was offered below the chut ha'sikra with any of the above procedures, even that of an oila, it's posel. When the Mishnah refers to the bird chatas that was offered using the procedure of a bird oila, but for the sake of a chatas, which procedure is it referring to? If it's referring to the kohen having done the malika like an oila, meaning he separated the head from the body, then we would have to say that our Mishnah that says that it will be puzzled does not follow the view of Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon, who says that a bird chatas may be separated. And for the Gemara, we've already said that the last Mishnah does not follow his view, so it would not be difficult to say that this Mishnah also doesn't follow his view. The Gemara said, we can say that the Mishnah does follow his view, and rather, when it refers to the procedure of an oila, it's referring to the sprinkling of the blood, because he only squeezed out the blood like an oila, and didn't first sprinkle the blood like he's supposed to do for a chatas. It makes sense to say that this is what's being referred to, based on the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if it was offered above the chut ha'sikra with any of the above procedures, even that of a chatas, it's possible. Now, what procedure was done above the chut ha'sikra? It can't be referring to the malika, because we have learned that the malika can be done anywhere. Rather, it's referring to where the sprinkling was done above the chut ha'sikra. So too, in the earlier case, it's referring to the procedure of the sprinkling. The Gemara says, not a proof. It may be that the earlier case is referring to Malika and the later case is referring to the sprinkling. Mishnah then said, Oila so'oif v'chulu. When the Mishnah refers to the bird oila that was offered using the procedure of a bird chatas, which procedure is it referring to? It can't be referring to the kohen having done the malika like a chatas, meaning he didn't separate the head from the body, because the next Mishnah says that in all the cases of our Mishnah, even though the carbon may be possible, the malika accomplishes to prevent tumas nevela from coming upon the person who swallows it, but there is still the Isser of Me'ila. Rabbi Shua later in the Mishnah says that a bird oila offered as a chatas with the malika of a chatas becomes a chatas and would therefore not have the Isser of Me'ila on its meat. Now, if our Mishnah means that the malika of a chatas was done to the oila, and it's on that case that the anonymous beginning of the next Mishnah says that there is Me'ila, we would be forced to say that the anonymous Mishnah does not follow the view of Rabbi Yeshua. We also can't say that it refers to where the sprinkling of a chatas was done to the oila, meaning the blood was sprinkled and was not just directly squeezed like it's supposed to be done for an oila, because the next part of the Mishnah says that if a bird oila was offered below the chut ha'sikra with the procedure of a chatas for the sake of a chatas, Rabbi Eliezer said it's still subject to Me'ila, and Rabbi Yeshua says it's not. Now that can't be talking about where only the sprinkling procedure of a chatas was done, because Rabbi Yeshua only says that there's no Me'ila when the malika of a chatas was done to the oila. If only the blood procedure was changed, he would not say that there's no Me'ila. If you'll say that this last section is referring to a change to the Malika, then we would be forced to say the first part of our Mishnah refers to Malika, the second part of the Mishnah refers to, regarding the oiler bird, refers to the blood procedure, and the next part, meaning the next Mishnah, again refers to Malika. If the Gemara, yes, we have to say that the first part of our Mishnah and the next Mishnah refer to Malika, and the middle, which is the second part of our Mishnah, refers to the blood procedure. Zakt, the next Mishnah. All the bird kabbalas listed in the Mishnah above do not create tumas nevela when swallowed, but they are subject to me'ila. The exception is the case of a bird chatas that was offered below the chut ha'sikra with the procedure of a chatas for the sake of a chatas, meaning it's a valid chatas, and therefore would not be subject to me'ila. The Mishnah continues, if an oila bird was offered below the chut ha'sikra with the procedure of a chatas for the sake of a chatas, Rabbi Eliezer says it would be subject to me'ila, Rabbi Shua says it's not subject to me'ila. Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said, if a chatos which was offered for its own sake is not subject to Me'ila, and yet when he offers it for the sake of another carbon it is subject to Me'ila, then an oila which is subject to Me'ila when offered for its own sake should surely be subject to Me'ila when it's offered for the sake of another carbon. Rabbi Shua says, not a proof. When a chatos is brought for the sake of an oila, it's subject to Me'ila because it's being offered for the sake of something, meaning the oila, which itself is subject to Me'ila. However, when an oila is brought for the sake of a chatos, is being offered for the sake of something, meaning the chatos, that is not subject to Me'ila when offered properly. Well, as I said, we can bring a proof from the case of the Kodshe Kodshim that was shechted in the south of the Azor for the sake of Kodshe Kalam, which is a case in which it was offered for the sake of something that is not subject to Me'ila, and yet the carbon continues to be subject to Me'ila. So too, when an oil is offered for the sake of the Chatas, the oil also remains subject to Me'ila, even though the Chatas is not subject to Me'ila. Rabbi Yeshua responded, the case of Kodshe Kodshim being shechted for the sake of Kodshe Kalam is very different, because Kodshim Kalam are partly subject to Me'ila and partly not, even when they're offered properly. Therefore, this can't be compared to the case of an oila offered for the sake of a chatas, which the chatas is something which that's entirely not subject to me'ila, even when offered properly.